Online Podcast 122. Hello, hello. How are you doing? Happy Monday for those of you who are listening to this on a Monday. This show is posted on a Monday. Never kiss me on a Sunday. Oh, I am loopy. Hello, hello. This is John Ong. You're listening to Online Podcast. And I am a Malaysian born Chinese and currently living in the United States. So you get to hear some of my stories, my experience, and also stories and experience from my friends and family. Sometimes I do get them involved. And welcome, welcome. And for those new listeners, especially those coming from the fans of the Mischievous Boys, welcome, welcome. And next program of ours, oh gosh, I'm getting one of wisdom in my head. The next show, sorry, I just burped, sorry. Next show, we are going to have the second part of the interview with the Mischievous Boys. For those of you who haven't listened to the first part of the Mischievous Boys interview, you can go back and listen to it. It is show number 121. I think, yeah, it was show 121. I had this great opportunity to chat with those boys from the Mischievous Boys. Those of you who do not know what they do, quickly, in a nutshell, four gorgeous-looking Asian men lip-sync and do music video and record it and put it out there of popular songs. So that's what they do. But we get to chat more than that, a little bit more than that. We get to talk about where they come from and all that good stuff. Last show, show 121. And after that, I get the opportunity to talk to them more. We have two more shows recorded, and I will be posting them on the following Thursday. So this coming Thursday, several days later, you'll be able to get the second part of the interview, and then the third part of the interview also. And the second and the third part are even juicier because we get to really be crazy, and now that we know each other a little bit more, we can actually go crazy. So come back and listen to it, and if you are a fan of the Mischievous Boys, stay subscribed or come back and check on the website. The best thing is if you have iTunes, just download iTunes, install it, and then come back to onlinepodcast.com, which is my website, and then click on the iTunes one-click subscription button on the right-hand side, and then you will be subscribed and all the show will be downloaded to your computer automatically anytime there's a new show. So let's move on. I haven't done a studio show for a long time, and I really missed it, and I'm so glad I get to do it right now. I get some emails. Well, I hate to say that. I get some email messages that I would like to respond to, and because I was taught not to pluralize male, because male is a collective term, word, and so I have to use email messages instead of emails. So anyway, a lot of people say emails, but I don't want to. And let's play a voicemail first. I got very nice Jason from Connecticut, like he likes to call it that way, Connecticut. If you are a Madge Weinstein listener, you know why. Oh, sorry, I just said that on my show. It's okay. It's just a word. Connecticut, Jason from Connecticut has generously donated some bucks for me. Like, yes, he paid my PayPal account pretty much donated money for me. So thank you so much, Jason. I cannot express how thankful I am and how appreciative, especially, you know, it's like Wonder Wisdom said, it's your hard-earned money. And if you are willing to do that, you know, shell out the money and give it to me. It's not the amount of money that counts. It really is the gesture of actually taking out the money that you've earned and give it to me to show your appreciation for the show. And I truly, honestly appreciate that. Thank you so much, Jason. And of course, if you want to do the same thing, you can go to onlinepodcast.com. There's a donate button down on the right-hand side. And then before I go in further into Jason's message, I am going to talk to you about my Frapper map. I know, I realize I put on the Frapper link on my website for several weeks now, and I've only talked about it like maybe twice most. So now there is a Frapper link on my website. For those of you who do not know what Frapper link is, where have you been? A lot of podcasters are starting to do that. Now, I first of all choose not to do it because I just thought, I just don't have the reason to do it. And so I didn't do it. And then I got into this whole JavaScript thing that I found that you can put on the corner of a certain website. It just looked like this little banner across the top, the little diagonal banner. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. What can I use it for? So I thought maybe I'll do a Frapper map, like Frapper Me, Frapper Online banner on there that people can click and get to my Frapper map. You can also go to my Frapper map by simply type in on your browser, map. Ooh, do you like that? Map. That was my plosive P. Can you imagine without this little windscreen thing? It would be even worse. So map.onlinepodcast.com, and that you will get to my Frapper page. And once you get to my Frapper page, all you have to do is add yourself at that little marker dot on my map, and then that would give me a visual representation of where you come from. And I really enjoy doing that. And then at first it was just like, oh, I'm going to use that JavaScript thing, and therefore I did it. I'm going to adjust my chair. And I ended up really enjoy seeing where people come from. And I also did, I had this opposite. I'm going to take a drink, okay? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a sip of water. Anyway, I'm doing a lazy show. I'm not going to edit. I rarely do. Where were we? Yeah, on Frapper map, yeah. And if you plot yourself on the map, I get to see where you come from. Now, the weird thing about this is that I found out on my Frapper map that most people are on the East Coast. Well, no, I say that wrong again. Most people are from the East side of me. I'm right in the middle, I'm in Kansas City, so I'm right in the middle on the East side of me are all these little red dots, right? To my west, nobody except for those in the coast. So in the West Coast, there are people there. There are several people from LA's, and there are several people up in Washington State. And there isn't anyone in between. There's like in Colorado, Wyoming, of course, I don't know, Brokeback Mountain. Oh, anyway, have you seen the movie yet? I really like the movie. And I know there are a lot of people talking about, you know, I don't want to go into too much into it. I think it's good that people are thinking that way. Sometimes I just keep wanted things to be, I don't want to overanalyze things. I think sometimes, we tend to want to do that, too much sometimes. A good balance is always good. But anyway, I was I want to say thank you again. And so now that I've finished talking about Frapper Map, you can go to my website onlinepodcast.com and Frapper yourself on my map. And you can also you can Frapper yourself on my website, and you can also call in and leave your comment on a voicemail like what I'm going to play for you. My number to call in, I know my nose is a little stuffed up. It's also very late. It's almost midnight. Anyway, you can leave me a voice comment, and my voice comment line is 206-888-JOHN. So that is, you spell out my name on the phone thingy, hoopa, number pad. Just type in 206-888-JOHN. And then you can leave me a voice comment. You can actually send me a fax. Also, I had my brother send me a fax over to that number one time, and it worked. And so you can call me and leave me a voice comment, such as this.
Hey, John. My name is Jason, and I'm actually responding to your email. Your very nice email, by the way, thanking me for the donation to your show. And you know, I can't get on the show, I'm going to be rambling a lot on this comment. But,
so he was telling me that you don't have to play this message because he might be rambling. I'm going to burp. I burp away from the microphone. Are you proud of me?
I think it's fine if you want to mention me. That
yes, of course I want to mention you.
Happy to donate.
I think it's such a great thing that you do that. I mean, I thank you so, so much.
I was able to. And I've been listening to your show probably
since
back in April. And I think I may have actually called your comment line a couple of times.
Yes, you have. And the thing is, when you call my comment line, this is for all the listeners. When you call my comment line, I actually do get your phone number, but I have not done anything. I don't like solicit, and I don't call you to sell you soap or t-shirt. We'll talk about that later. I don't do that. So I just keep your number confidential. And so I do get the phone number who call you, you know, whom you call from. But I don't keep track of that. I just, you know, have the message and I delete the message. I don't usually keep whose numbers belong to which listener. Because when you leave me a voice message, there's no name attached to except for the one that you mentioned in the voicemail. So when you mention Jason, and then when I, on the voicemail, Jason from Connecticut, and then when you send me the PayPal donation, I actually see your Jason and then your name, which I don't remember, and I don't want to mention it on the show also. But that threw me off, so I didn't know which Jason it is. But I do know, I do remember which Jason you are now.
But happy Chinese New Year.
Oh, happy Chinese New Year. Thank you. We still celebrate Chinese New Year.
Days, I think you said.
Yeah, we do celebrate that for 15 days, and it is still Chinese New Year. It's actually the ninth day of Chinese New Year. Which is significant for Hokkien people. And some of you might know Hokkien is a dialect that I speak in Penang, my hometown, Penang, Malaysia. It's a state in Malaysia. And today is actually a big festival because a long time ago, I don't really know this history, but a long time ago, people from Fujian, or the area in Hokkien, in China, there's a war of some sort, I don't remember. There's a war, and then they were hiding, the Hokkien people are hiding in a sugarcane farm or a field. And then they were hiding for 9 days, and then the ninth day they finally came out, and they felt like the sugarcane actually saved them because they provided a safe haven for them to hide. And so they come out, and that is when they get to celebrate the Chinese New Year. Celebrate Chinese New Year at that time after they come out from sugar cane farm, which is what they did, and they came out, and so they would worship the god, and we call the Ti Gong. Ti Gong is like the pretty much god. Ti means sky, and Gong it's either grandfather or god. So it's the sky god, which is god pretty much. And that they worship the God. I'm testing my microphone to see I'm overmodulating or not. I'm not ovulating. I'm overmodulating. And so they come up from the sugar cane farm or forest thingy, and then and then they would worship, thank the, you know, God for sending, you know, having this farm so that they can hide. And so that's a big celebration for Hokkien people. Just a little bit of trivia. And I'm going to continue.
Most recent show. So I think One of the reasons why I decided to respond by the comment line is because I feel like sometimes the voice adds that personal touch that an email.
Definitely, definitely, Jason. And I totally agree. And I really appreciate you doing that. And if for a lot of people, if you are a listener that who like to, and I encourage that, I encourage participation from listeners. In fact, probably most podcasters would beg for that kind of audio response. And Jason, for instance, does that every once in a while. And I really love that. So yeah, interaction is wonderful. If you have any questions to ask me, write me email, or better still, call my comment line.
Doesn't have, and I really think it's important to kind of connect in any way that you can with, mm-hmm. with another person.
Exactly.
I would love for to actually meet you one day. I think that would be really cool.
That would be lovely. I think if I head that way, I'll definitely let you know. Or if you stop by Kansas City, please let me know.
And as for me, I'm in Connecticut, and
yes.
I'm a musician too.
Mm-hmm.
I love your singing, and I just found
Thank
out
you.
Recently that you sang for the da 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 a Lucky Bitch Radio. There we go.
Exactly. That's a theme song that I did for Wanda. And for those of you, I don't know if you know this, but I did Wanda Wisdom's theme song. I don't know if I can play it for you. Let me see if I can play it.
There's a drag queen named
Wanda.
She's
okay, I just ruined it.
Radio show. Her name is Wanda Wisdom. Wanda Wisdom. She's the biggest lucky bitch. I know a drag queen named
Wanda.
She's got a popular radio show. It's Lucky Bitch with Wanda Wisdom. It's Lucky Bitch Radio.
There you go. That was Wanda Wisdom theme song that I wrote for the fabulous Miss Wanda. So, yeah, Jason, thank you for mentioning about... Oh, shit! Never mind. I almost hit the stop button on my recorder. I was going to hit play on Jason's voicemail and almost hit stop. And I did that this morning when I recorded for my other podcast. My other podcast is called PenangHokkien.com. You can go to PenangHokkien.com. If you don't know how to spell it, it's spelled PenangHokkien.com. But it will only work if you understand Hokkien. Hokkien is a dialect, the Chinese dialect. So if you understand Hokkien, or sometimes it's called Minnan, if you understand Minnanhua or Hokkien or Taiwanese, then you can go check it out. If you want that link, just go to my website. Every single post now is followed by, if you understand Hokkien, visit PenangHokkien.com and click on that link, and that will bring you to my new show. Yeah, that several months ago it was new. And so anyway, I'm going to continue playing Jason's voicemail.
So that is really cool. I was
yes,
like, so
I did
excited
do
when
that.
I found that was you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I found out via the Podcast 411 interview with Wanda.
Mm-hmm. So Podcast 411. Podcast 411 is Rob from Podcast 411 is also my friend. Just through podcasting, we've become friends. And yeah, and I may be getting on Podcast 411 soon, so you may have to check it out.
And so...
I'm forwarding.
Forever, but I know this thing has a limit to how much it can take. I like a lot of myself just going, or we can keep in touch.
Definitely keep in touch.
Hang in there.
Thank you. I'm just quickly skimmed through the message from Jason, really, because... I love the message, and he was just saying, you can skip through a certain part. I was too lazy to do editing, and that's why I'm just, forwarding and skip here and skip there. And of course, they call back.
Hey, John.
So this is Jason and Jason's
Jason
friend.
From Connecticut once again.
What's his name? Jason and shit.
By the way,
you're gonna kill me,
I'm
aren't you?
Hartford, Connecticut.
I just know the
please
name.
Please don't play this on the show. This is probably gonna be a crazy.
Oh gosh, did he say not play this?
This is gonna be a crazy message. Well, you can if you want to, but anyway, this is his.
Oh wait, you have shit. What's your
friend.
Name?
Wait, yeah. I shouldn't have said it that way.
Right.
Because then they'll get the run again.
Of course, it's a partner in crime, like I said before. He's like, we're crazy, we get in trouble together. We, no, we don't really, but, you know, we have fun together. And,
well, we did when he was in California, but anyway.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway, it's Guillermo from California.
Guillermo, that's right, I'm sorry.
I have listened to your show for a while, but since I've been computerless and internetless for a while, well, not really internetless, but I haven't had a computer to listen to you with, so...
So anyway, they just continue on. They're fun.
Yeah,
so this is what I encourage you to do. You know, if you want to leave me voice comment, you can always leave a voice comment. And I'll, if you want me to play it, I will play it. Like I got a Happy Chinese New Year message from Mark. And I do Special Delivery Mark. He has a podcast. Also, is it called Special Delivery Mark? Let me search. Special Delivery Mark. I call him Special Delivery Mark. He has a podcast as well. And he's also one of my listeners. So you can find out about Special Delivery Mark's podcast by going to specialdelivery.libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com. I will also... Did you hear that? Sorry. Now I'm going to have to pay the rights to that song. But that was really my email ringing, and I should really turn off my email on my computer, but I forgot. So let's see who emailed. Junk mail. Actually, oh, my friend Gwen actually emailed. She doesn't listen to my show, but I wish she does. And also got a junk mail selling me international legal prescription medication. Go to hell. And I should really turn off my email, so I'm going to do that now. And Special Delivery Mark is, I'm going to have to put a lot of show links now, but I will try to do that. If not, just go to specialdelivery.libsyn.com. And that's, I think that's Mark. Yeah, it is. So, thanks to Mark from Special Delivery. He sent in a Chinese New Year message for me, but he said don't play it. So if you tell me not to play it, I won't play it.
For your show, like, hopefully really soon.
Yes. And I guess that's it. I can't get anything
else in the snow already. Anyway, hopefully... I don't know what's wrong with my throat.
I know what's wrong with your throat.
I bet you do.
You've been just so busy just deep-throating and all that stuff.
You guys are naughty.
Anyway,
your audio podcast pretty much tell the whole story. I don't think I'll be missing too much with the video one, except for the video, of course, but...
Hey, wouldn't it be neat if they had a 3D thing where you can actually... I'd only see and hear the person, but actually be able to touch them?
Ooh.
Do you like to touch me? Maybe you don't want to touch me right now.
I would love that.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, they didn't say really touching me. They said touching podcast. So if you want to touch somebody, you probably want to find a different show. Thank you so much, Guillermo and Jason from Connecticut. Thank you so much, and especially for your donation. Now, of course, if you also want to help financially support the show, you can always do the donation. You can go to onlinepodcast.com and click on the donation link, and you have two options. You can either do the Amazon or PayPal. Another way, actually a better way for you to do a support for me is I own this business called podcastersunite.com. What it is it is a website selling podcasting theme t-shirt. And you might have seen it elsewhere, or you might have heard about it also. Please go to check it. Go check it out. Podcastersunite.com. And right now the T-shirt is podcasters. Wait, what was this? What does it say? Join the podcast revolution. And that is the T-shirt, and it's designed by my brother. And we actually own the business and run the business ourselves. So if you want to, and there's no order for a long time. So if you want to help me out, you can also get the T-shirt. It's $19, $19.95, and then there's also shipping on top of that. So it will come up to be under $25. You will be able to get a T-shirt that is really cool looking and also very limited. It's hard to find good looking T-shirt, especially podcasting theme. So go check that out. And also, if you are, let's say, if you like to donate a dollar, because every t-shirt you buy, I will donate a dollar to the podcaster you heard from. If you obviously heard from me, and it will be okay if you put my website on there, because I will take all those money that I get from the sale, collect all those $1, and use that for my choice of donation. I think I'm going to donate, I talk about this, I'm going to donate to Immigration Equality. That is a organization that is always keeping out, looking out for immigration equality in the United States of America. And it really helped me. I have been through that myself, and I really think that it's a crucial and important information out there. Lord Heavenly Father, it's almost 30 minutes, and I haven't even answered the question from Seduth, I think that's his name. We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll do that next Monday. So, So go get the t-shirt, and I'll donate a dollar. If you put my website, I'll collect those money, and then I'll donate it to, whatchamacallit, the, that's mad. The, sorry. Immigration Equality. Sorry. That was so classy with the little burp followed by the serious organization. Anyway. So, you can go buy the t-shirt and actually support me and get a cool t-shirt at the same time. Now, a lot of people were asking me, actually a friend of mine asked me, so, you know, if I want to get that t-shirt, and if I'm not a podcaster, I kind of feel weird by wearing Join the Podcast Revolution. Now, the thing is, you are a podcaster, or even to make it even more specific, you are part of the podcast revolution. If you listen to this show, this is a podcast, and therefore you are a part of the podcast revolution, because the podcasting cycle does not complete without listeners. And I have hundreds of listeners out there. If you have over 100, like if you have like 200 and up, you can actually say 100. So sometimes on a good day, I have almost 300 listeners. So if you have, I have hundreds of listeners out there, which means every single one of you are a part of a revolution, and you are a part of the podcast revolution. So if you want to buy the t-shirt, proudly wear it. That's the point of it. I want to be able to go out there and tell people about podcasts. If you are a listener to me, in my book, you are a podcaster. I call a podcast content provider as me, like, you know, I provide the content, but a podcast listener, it's you. So you are a part of the whole podcasting revolution. And I want you to own the t-shirt. Besides, you know, you're going to be able to help. You know, I'm not really making any money at this point, really. I'm not even close to being making any money, but it will eventually financially help us, and we will be able to produce more t-shirt if the business take off. And hopefully, you know, I'm too lazy. There are certain marketing stuff that I really need to go out and do, but I just have been lazy. So once I get my ass up, I will be, maybe doing that. And there's a whole lot more of other stuff that I'm supposed to be talking to you about, and I just, you know, right now talking to but I just played the message and rambling about other stuff, and therefore I couldn't get to a listener from, well, I think he's not from France, but he's a French listener, emailed me, Cetus, I think that's how you say your name, is that how you say your name, Mr. French, Cetus? Is that how you pronounce C-E-T-U-S-S-S? That's his art name. He actually has, I don't know whether he wants me to reveal his first name or not. I think it's Baptiste, I think. But please teach me how to pronounce your name. I really suck. I do speak several other Asian languages, but not any other European language besides. I barely speak English. So I will get to your question, Setus. I'm going to call you Setus for now. Please come back on next Monday. I will definitely go through the questions. In fact, I will maybe talk to you about the question, but I won't answer it for now since we are running out of time. And, but I do want to talk about Jonathan, who wrote in, and I think he will be okay with me giving out his last name because that's his show. Jonathan is a 15-year-old gay young gentleman. I was telling him how wonderful it is for a 15-year-old boy to be able to figure out his sexuality and be so comfortable with it and be so proud of it. You know, it's just a matter of fact for him. I'm sure he has his own struggle as well, but if you want to learn more about him, you can go and listen to his podcast. It is jonathananuevo.libsyn.com. And I'll try to remember to put in all those show links. And you can go to onlinepodcast.com. If you don't see it, Jonathan, if you do listen to this show and if you don't see your show notes there, please send me an email. I'll add that on the, you can actually add that on the comment line, or I will eventually add that into the text. This goes out to everyone if I forget, okay? And because it's late, it's over midnight now. And so if you want to check out his website, you can go over to jonathananuevo.libsyn.com. I've listened to a small part of his podcast. He was asking to see if there's any tip, and usually the first several episodes are difficult. It's very hard to get yourself talking to yourself, really. Right now, the more audience you get, the easier it becomes. First, you get used to speaking into the microphone. Secondly, you have response, like Jason writes, Jonathan writes, Setus writes. Friends give me feedback through comment or either by email or voicemail. And that becomes something that I can talk to you now. You know, I'm talking to you, and that you can be Jonathan, and that you can be Jeff, and that you can be Kenny, and that you can be Will, and that you can be Puffy Blubber Cunt. If you're still listening, I don't know if you're still listening, but you know, that you can be anybody. But it's easier because I can picture my listeners now, especially on the Frapper map. I can see you, and I can see faces on online podcasts that I've never seen before. So if you want to put your face on there, you can also post a picture, and I can just go there and see you. Like right now, I just enter my Frapper web address, which is map.onlinepodcast.com, and here I am looking at Tigger. Hi, Tigger, and here I am looking at Boy Mo, and here I'm looking at Will. I just mentioned you from Huntsville. And here I'm looking at the Feast of Fools, but I don't think they listen to me. Rito from Thailand, Bangkok. Hello. And oh shit, what do you say? Sawadee kap. Sawadee. And then Joe. I see a picture of Joe. And I see a picture of Billy. Billy from London. I hope you're still listening. And also, oh, Team Barnes, a little pretty drag. And also Evan from Shut That Bitch Up. Shut That Bitch Up is also quite a good show. Also from a fellow Kansas Cityan. And we've met. And hopefully to see you sometime. I won't be able to go to the next podcasters meetup, but I will eventually sometime. I don't know. And I get to see Chip. Chip apparently has his own show as well. And he emailed me about that with some technical issues. So Chip, if you're listening, Chip Chipman from Missouri also. What is that dancing place in Missouri? That show place. Start with a B, right? Barnes? Oh, shit. You know what I mean. You don't? You know that place? Oh, what is it called? I'm going to search for that email. Thank goodness for Google. And Chip from B. Branson. Oh, Branson, Missouri. Shit, I hate saying that. Branson, Missouri. Chip has his own show. It's at chipchat. Oh, that's cute. I like that. Chipchat at libsyn.com. Chipchat, chipchat.com. And hey, look at him. He's got 12 episodes now. So good for you, Chipchat. I have to check out your show soon. I'm going to add that right now to my list. Anyway, so thank you, Chip. And I was just looking at the Frapper map, and I feel like I'm talking to you, Chip, right now, if you're still listening. And Boy Mo from Taipei, 你好吗? 我也会说中文的。其实我哎，我也我想你好，英语状况很好。Suddenly, I couldn't speak Mandarin. But anyway, 你好 and 欢迎欢迎 and then I can also look at my rubber mammoths. Look at Yu Xian from Australia. Mr. Poos, I have to say hi to Mr. Poos. Thank you, Mr. Poos, for that message. And I really want to have you on my show. For those of you.Our old-time listeners, you may remember Mr. Poos. Mr. Poos sort of faded away. He is a funny, funny podcaster. One of my favorite shows. And I still have you subscribe just in case if you decide to do a show. So I have you subscribe and I would love to talk to you. I know it's very hard to find me because I simply just do not have time to come online too much anymore. So I'm going to end the show. It's too long anymore. It's almost 36 minutes. So thank you.Everyone for listening. Again, if you want to leave me a voice comment, you can call 206-888-JOHN or write me an email at online@gmail.com. I'm going to burp. And I just had soup. And thank you so much for listening. Especially if you're not subscribed, try to learn how to subscribe. If you have problem issues learning how to get subscribed, please email me. There's instruction on my website also. All you have to do really is to just go download iTunes. It's very easy. Download iTunes, go to iTunes.com and download iTunes and then come back to onlinepodcast.com and click on the right-hand side, the subscribe online via iTunes. Click that. Boom, you subscribed. So thank you so much, all of you. I really, truly appreciate your listening and I would love to hear from you, okay? And Setus, please forgive me that I won't be able to get to your questions, but don't worry.I will definitely go into answering your questions, which are, let me quickly go through them. I won't answer them because it's going to take too long. Setus is very cute. He asked me, did I do my music myself or did I, and also did I sing it? Was it my voice in the opening song? And he asked me, do I really eat cats and dogs? This is a funny one. Do I really eat cats and dogs? Obviously at Eat This Hot Show, I joked about eating cats and dogs because some people like to think of Asian, the stereotype of Asian, oh, they eat cats and dogs, right? So I joked about it. And then, so I'll answer all that next time. Setus, never mind. And so he has a game, the sound game. I don't know what it is, and I love to play it with you. So hopefully I'll see you online as well, Mr. Setus. And I'm butchering the name maybe. And he also asked me if I have a boyfriend. I'll answer that also later. And he's French, living in the Geneva. And get many kisses. Many kisses to you all as well. And I will answer all those questions next Monday, okay? And hopefully I won't forget it. Please re-email and remind me that also in case I forget. Thank you so much for listening. And hopefully... Sorry, that's too loud. Hopefully you will be able to come back and check on those boys, the mischievous boys. On Thursday, I'll post the second part of the interview. There's a total of 3 parts. So the third part we'll post next Thursday. So if you are a fan of the mischievous boys, come back on Thursday. We'll be posting that. And hopefully... We'll hear some feedback from you guys also. Thank you so much. And don't forget to smile.